Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it is a Thursday, but it is also the good, the bad, and the dumb, because we give that to you every day, not just on Throwback Thursday and not just on opening night of the NFL. You get it all the time, so what's the good of the day?
The good of the day, I'm going to talk about one of our generation's greatest athletes.
Okay.
John Daly.
He's the man.
He's the man. If you haven't caught it, do yourself a favor. Look at this ceremonial first pitch he had before the Cardinals game yesterday. Ugh. A laser strike. No effort at all. Just kind of walked up. I don't even know what you call that kind of walk. A stroll? He just walked up to the pitcher's mound, turned around, and wearing just shorts and flip-flops, fired a dart directly to the catcher. It was nothing.
That guy is as comfortable in his own skin as anybody I have ever seen on the large stage.
Yeah.
He does not care.
He knows exactly who he is.
He knows exactly who he is, and he must get so – either two things. Either he gets so much positive affirmation for that he just goes, great, or he goes, I don't care if everybody hates me. I'm still going to be this guy. It's probably both. He probably is like,
probably
I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
And then people just love him anyway. I mean, people love John Daly. It is a crazy love affair with this guy. He is just a joy.
And I just can't get
over. He said he wanted
over
to be on Liv, and Greg Norman said he was too old. If I was Greg Norman, I'd sign him tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
That'd be crazy. Put John Daly on the Liv tour.
I mean,
what are you trying to do here?
What was remarkable to me, I mean, when he first came out way, way back in the yesteryear, it was like a revelation. I mean, guy just could crush the ball. And, you know, had a decent short game, winning majors. And then, for me, it feels like he just disappeared off the face of the planet.
Yeah.
Except for all those Hooters appearances outside the Masters.
He won the two majors really early, 91 and 95,
yeah.
And then basically wasn't really competitive that much. But a lot of demons. I mean, a lot of demons. But Tiger said Tiger's always said John Daly is one of the best golfers in the world.
Well, and that's my point, is that he now has this, I don't know, is it a cult following status?
That might be true. Yeah, that might be true.
I mean, you know, we can talk about him and people might hear about him. It's like, oh, he's one of the greatest golfers ever.
You want to see
how we kind of feel about him.
A couple of years ago, Tiger and John Daly were actually in a playoff at Hardin Park in San Francisco for a match. There was somebody put together just the quick highlights and like shot. Daly is giving it. He's pouring them in. He's just matching Tiger. They're driving together. They're smiling. They get to this one playoff hole. They both are in. Tiger's in the fairway, but John Daly is off in the woods. But he's got a shot. Tiger puts it on the green. Daly hits it on the green from the woods. Tiger putts, misses, but just taps it in. Daly putts. He's got a short putt, but he lips out. Tiger Woods is broken. I mean, he just puts his head down. He's devastated. He says afterwards, "That's not the way to win this. I don't want to win it this way." He goes, "Nope." He goes, "We should be playing more golf." He goes, "We were having so much fun out there." He says, "We should have been playing more golf." Yeah, Hardin. I forget what year it was, but it was a Tiger John Daly playoff in San Francisco, and it was. I mean, Tiger acted as if he missed the putt.
Yeah.
Because he was so – it just was a fun playoff with a guy that is just as fun as John Daly. So, yeah, good. I like seeing John do this kind of stuff. He's been good. So
yeah.
All right, what's the bad of the day?
Bad of the day. It's like clockwork, Tony. I mean, death, taxes, Mets tanking in September. You know, it's – this is the moment we've been waiting for.
They better be really careful here. Swept the Pirates in a doubleheader yesterday, but has not been a good ride lately.
What was it, the beginning of August? They had about a 13-game lead?
They were cruising pretty good.
Maybe mid-July, 13-game lead, and now it's all gone to you-know-what.
They lead by just a half a game. Again, they played a doubleheader yesterday. The Braves won, but the Mets played a doubleheader, so they get the half-game lead.
Yeah.
But the Braves are red hot right now.
And not only that, you know, but I mean, they got above the Braves, but the Pirates, right?
Yeah, they beat the Pirates.
They beat the Pirates. Braves aren't slowing down. Now Max Scherzer's going on the IL.
Yep, he's going on the 15-day IL for side discomfort. And I don't
know what that is either. And all I can think
that seems
about,
very vague to me, doesn't it? It could be broken ribs. It could be indigestion. I have no idea what that means. Like side irritation.
Yeah,
and but he's on the 15-day DL.
The only thing I can think about is that is Jerry Seinfeld right?
He said that the trumpets were the problem, right?
The performance.
Right.
The Timmy Trumpet performance against my Dodgers. That, I mean, it was leading up before that. You know, let's be real. They didn't all of a sudden lose a 13-game lead from last week. But,
yeah. What's the deal with the trumpet?
Everyone's
Timmy Trumpet was great.
We haven't won anything yet.
Why are we doing this? Did you see the Edwin Diaz bobblehead doll they got out now?
Yeah, dude, that actually is pretty cool.
Great.
I don't care. I mean, they're still having a time of their life. They're a lot of fun to watch, but we are kind of hoping for more baseball, and now you're in danger of not giving us that.
So if you're the Mets and you go, okay, look, I don't know how comfortable they are. I'm assuming they'd be a pretty comfortable wild card team. I don't know if Philadelphia or the Padres or Milwaukee is going to knock them out of the three-team wildcard race. Do you think it's like with Max Scherzer, you got side irritation. You go, yeah, you know what? The postseason's around the corner and we're going to need him. So get him as much rest as possible. We'll be fine. I'd rather have it now than irritation bothering him in game two of a playoff. So maybe that's it. But yeah, and here's the thing: their schedules. This was an easy stretch for them. They played the Nationals. They dropped two out of three, losing back to back 7-1 games, and then they lost the opener to the Pirates before the doubleheader win yesterday.
And so I couldn't name one person on the Pirates right now.
Yeah, I couldn't either, except for O'Neill Cruz because I think that's a cool name.
He's the kid who's throwing like 100 mile per hour from shortstop.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah. No, I just know O'Neill Cruz. I think that's kind of a cool name. But yeah, you're right. Yeah. So, be careful, Mets.
Yeah.
All right. What's the dumb of the day?
Dumb of the day. Okay. I'm not going to call him dumb. All right. I'm not really saying he's dumb. I just don't know if this is a Mandela effect or not. Maybe I missed it. I'm going to ask you the same question. But yesterday, Larry Fitzgerald announced that he is joining ESPN's Monday Night Countdown crew.
Okay. And this felt like you've heard this before?
No, this is where the Mandela effect comes in, because I don't remember him announcing he officially is retired.
That's a great point. I didn't know he was done.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of knew from last season that he was on his way out.
There should have been a bigger deal made about that if I missed it.
That's what I'm talking about.
Like, was this a quiet, just at a golf course on a very, very busy news day? What are we doing here?
I mean, did his dad put a little blurb in his paper up in Minnesota, and that's all that you got?
Oh, interesting.
Basically, if he's saying he's part of the Monday Night Countdown team, he's done, right?
Yeah.
That means, but we never got that. A player of his stature should have that huge official announcement.
That should have been a big, big deal. That should have been a bigger deal in Arizona, right?
Yeah, definitely. We know for a fact this guy's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not even.
Oh, without question.
I mean, the guy has more tackles than drop passes for his career.
He almost gave me a heart attack in Super Bowl 43.
Yeah.
He almost gave me a heart attack because the Steelers with the Santonio Holmes play. And the Cardinals still had the ball. They had still had a chance to try to win it. And I remember Larry Fitzgerald was running. It was very much like with Brady against the Giants, where Randy Moss was still a threat.
Yeah,
I remember Larry Fitzgerald. There was one time we almost caught this pass in the last few seconds that could have really set the Cardinals up. I'm with you. There should have been a much bigger deal than this.
At least us knowing it.
Yeah. Did I miss the big celebration of his career?
I mean, I knew.
Might have.
I mean, I kind of figured he wasn't playing again, but I still, I think, I don't know. Maybe that's just him. Like, I'm just going to go quietly into the night.
By the way, hats off to his dad for covering the Super Bowl that his son was playing in with the incredible level of professionalism. I think I couldn't do it.
No.
I think I'd have a hard time with
that. You're saying that in your writings you might be a little biased?
Yeah, well, I don't. Here's the thing. No, I think that if I was a writer and my son was in the Super Bowl, okay, so if you ever go, you see guys and they just pages and pages of notes for whatever they're writing, right? They're always jotting down stuff. I don't think I could do that. Like, I don't think I could keep track of the game if my kid was playing in the Super Bowl. Like, all the things that I would need to do during the game to write the article that I was going to write, I couldn't do it because I'd be just a nervous wreck if my kid was in the Super Bowl.
Right.
I would just be like, yeah, 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 yeah. So, yeah, and he did catch a touchdown. He caught one over the middle. It was that put the Cardinals up. So, yeah, I think I would be freaking out.
But, yeah, so I don't know if the dub is on us, the dub is on him. I'm not sure.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I guess he's officially retired. And maybe that was his announcement. I don't know.
All right. On Twitter, at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. That's Ron with two N's. Again, Mike Tanner is going to join us. Is that he's been on before. Am I getting?
Yeah, I think it's Tanier.
Tanier. I'm sorry. Tanier. It's spelled one way and then it's pronounced another way. And
yeah.
I should know that because he's been on a number of times. I always like him when he comes on.
Oh, yeah. He's energetic. And I thought he's the perfect guy to have on a preview. Yeah.
To preview.
So we're going to have him on Thursday Night Football.
17 minutes, to be exact, he'll be on. We'll come back. It's Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio.